I'm going to make a guess in the next 50 years there will be a house on each side of this road, every 100 yards at the least, and be divided up in little farms in the next 50 years.
People just running into work.
That's, well, they want somewhere to live. Mm-hmm. We've got to have somewhere to stay,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, I was asking you about the road. I wondered what you'd call it if they put equipment in there and dug it up.
Well, we'd call that the grader, you know, yeah. Grade the road.
Well, what would you say about the road? The road was all...
all mushy and ain't hard to travel it.
What'd you say?
Impassable. Impassible.
Tore up?
Yes. Yeah, tore up and impassable. You can't hardly get over it. And way back years ago, that's the way it was, you know. But up to when they put this blacktop on here, they had it pretty well graveled, so you get over it most any time.
Mm-hmm. And when your wife would hand your children their raincoats on the morning, she didn't want them to carry them on their arms. What would she tell them?
Tell them better put that on. You get wet. That's right.
Around boasting about it, telling people what a good idea
smart aleck
it is. Well, if you don't quite agree with him, what might you say?
Well,
I don't think
that feller is all there or something.
What would you say about his idea?
See, I think his idea was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'd say.
Mm-hmm. And if someone thinks about doing something and you know, he plans it out in advance, and then he does it. You say that didn't happen by accident.
You say that wasn't an accident. That fellow figured that out.
Uh-huh.
Now, there's lots of things that people call accidental luck. I had a man one time to come to my house and say, Walter, I see you've got a fine corn crop this year. His name is Uncle Jess. I said, Uncle Jess, I was lucky this year. Says you wasn't lucky at all. You sit there in the shade of that tree, you wouldn't have had any corn.
Yeah.
I think about that lots of times.
Yeah.
Yes, he says you wasn't lucky at all. If you sit there in the shade of that tree, you wouldn't have had any corn.
Hmm.
Which is the truth, you know.
Make your own luck.
That's right. That's right.
Well, I was thinking particularly about this situation. Would you say he did it on purpose, or he did it up purpose?
You mean the fellow that was doing what?
Oh, well, let's say he came up and ran into your car.
Oh, I'd say that sucker just ran into me with purpose.
Huh?
Something to that effect.
I just wonder sometimes if people don't do that.
Well, I have an idea they do sometimes.
Oh, let's see. We talked about the Civil War. What happened? What did the North and the South armies do then?
Well, you see, they didn't have nothing to fight then like we do now.
Mm-hmm.
No comparison. And there was a certain amount of men that they called bushwhackers.
Mm-hmm.
They just went around through this brush, you know, and they'd steal stuff from widow women that their husband would be in the army, you know, and one thing or another like that is something terrible. My wife's folks there, her grandmother, oh my, I remember her telling what a hard time she'd had, you know, in the time of the war.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife's father's father got killed in that Civil War. Yeah.
Did he fight?
He was in, he got killed by bushwhackers.
Oh.
And I don't know whether he was, oh yes, he's right in the army, but for some reason the bushwhackers caught him and killed him.
Oh. A sad thing.
Well, at that time, that Civil War, the bushwhackers done lots of dirt. You know, they'd steal stuff from these widows, you know, and break in their house and do everything on their side and son that you could think.
You ever have trouble with two boars fighting?
Two boars?
Yeah.
Well, I hardly ever, don't know what I ever did. They would have a terrible time, but I never did remember having two together.
How much stallions?